From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The White House is refusing to apologize for the military strike on a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. The top U.S. commander there is calling the incident a mistake. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest refused to apologize for the incident, although he has called it a profound tragedy. Earnest said the president wants to wait until at least one of the three ongoing investigations of the incident gathers more information. Currently, the Department of Defense, NATO, and a group of U.S. and Afghan officials are trying to determine how the hospital, run by the group Doctors Without Borders, was hit by U.S. warplanes. Earnest said that President Obama expects steps to be taken to prevent such an incident from recurring. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Some waterways are still rising in South Carolina, where residents of flood-ravaged areas are being told to be ready for the possibility of more flash flooding. Much of Columbia remains crippled, and crews are racing to fix a breached canal there to protect the local fresh water supply. Governor Nikki Haley says many roads and bridges are still closed.
The Department of Transportation is reporting 469 closures. 163 of those are bridges.
Authorities say at least 17 people died as a result of massive flooding in North and South Carolina. Many of them are believed to have been swept from their cars by floodwaters. The threat of a major auto strike is looming in Detroit. The United Auto Workers Union is warning Fiat Chrysler that its members will walk off the job if a new contract agreement is not reached. NPR Sonari Glinton reports that the deadline is 11:59 p.m. Wednesday.
UAW workers overwhelmingly rejected a tentative contract with Fiat Chrysler last week. While the company is the smallest of the Detroit automakers, it was the one that rebounded the quickest from the economic collapse. The complaint is that union workers made a variety of concessions, including adopting a two-tier wage system, that helped the car companies get back on their feet and move towards record profits. Workers thought those concessions were temporary. In a statement, Fiat Chrysler says it continues to work with the UAW in a constructive manner to reach a new agreement. The union isn't saying if a strike would affect all 40,000 workers across the country or at specific plants. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is considering rules to limit the use of binding arbitration. The agency's director is expected to discuss the plan at a hearing today in Detroit and Denver. One proposal would bar financial institutions from forcing customers to settle complaints through arbitration. Another proposal would require those companies who continue the practice to submit claims so that CFPB can monitor the process. On Asian stock markets, shares are higher, led by gains in energy shares. This is NPR News. The Justice Department says about 6,000 prisoners who committed nonviolent offenses will be released early beginning next month. Most of the inmates will go to halfway houses or home detention and then be placed under supervised release. The action is meant to ease overcrowding and costs and is separate from the U.S. Sentencing Commission's reform effort. The American Civil Liberties Union is seeking class action against Washington State's Benton County. The suit alleges the county is violating the Constitution by sending people who cannot afford to pay court fines to jail or forcing them into manual labor. The ACLU says the fines can often compound with interest or late fees. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker is in Cuba for talks on President Obama's efforts to ease the U.S. trade embargo against the island. NPR Scott Horsley reports that it is the latest sign of a diplomatic thaw after more than half a century of official isolation.
Pritzker's visit coincides with technical talks between U.S. and Cuban regulators, but the Commerce Secretary is not accompanied by any American business leaders. She's still prohibited by the embargo from officially promoting U.S. trade with the island, even though the Obama administration has moved aggressively over the last 10 months to ease travel and trade restrictions. Pritzker toured the port of Mariel, which Cuba is expanding to accommodate jumbo cargo vessels passing through the Panama Canal. She's also meeting with Cuban ministers in hopes U.S. efforts to encourage commerce will be reciprocated by the Castro government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Havana.
And I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.